let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done.
Welcome to the podcast. You're listening to Prophets Don't Wear Plaid. My name is Brian David Thompson, and I want to thank you for listening, and I want to remind you guys to subscribe, and please tell a friend. I'm here in studio with C.K. Thompson and Mike Thompson today. It's going to be a good podcast. C.K., how's it going?
Hey, it's going great, Brian.
Good.
And I just want to say, welcome, everyone. We're coming to you from beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Mm-hmm. It's been warm, but actually, today, it's only in the 70s. So, that's kind of nice. Actually, I want to thank everyone for listening, and we're going to let her rip today.
That we are. Yeah.
We've got a lot to say.
We do.
Mike Thompson, my husband, Mike. Pastor, prophet, apostle, Mike. say hello, Mike, to the nice people.
Well, hello. It's so wonderful to be here today and be on your podcast, CK.
Hey, thanks for joining us. I've got some questions. I'm going to ask the hard-hitting questions today.
I have good answers for
you. Okay. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready when you are.
Okay. Now, last Sunday, I was listening to you as you ministered your message from last Sunday's service, which, by the way, was at the Hampton Inn in Las Vegas. Just plugging that. Sunday afternoon. You said, okay, I'm going to ask this. I'm going to pose this question in a way. I wrote down some notes that you were saying, and I want to have you expound. Why are apostles and prophets saying something different than the traditional religious right now? And I'm talking about the political things, because God has given you some specific words about, and you had mm-hmm. some angelic visitations. Is that correct?
Yes.
About
revival, about spiritual atmosphere and climate in the United States right now.
And about how the connection of that with the presidential election, 2016.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And specifically, the Lord showed you a candidate who's running, and you saw the hand of God. Is that correct?
That is correct.
What, you know what? Tell me about that, and then I'll ask you this question.
Okay. Well, what happened is that I have my own personal opinions about the different candidates and who that I liked and who I wanted to vote for. And those are based upon my own convictions, my beliefs, what I understand the Word of God to be and the leadership of the Spirit.
Okay.
But what happened mm-hmm. is that during a prayer meeting on April 7th, I believe it was,
yeah.
that I had an experience during that prayer meeting where there was just a mini vision. And in that little mini, M-I-N-I vision, an angel stood beside me, and he spoke to me these words. He said, "The dogs of hell have released against..." I'm sorry, let me repeat that. "The dogs of hell have been released against the one candidate with the hand of the Lord on them. Speak against the evil spirits of false witness, hatred, and murder. Release truth and justice into the atmosphere, and we, the angels, will break the teeth of the enemy."
Wow.
So then
you came and told me about that. You wrote it down. And then I asked you, did the Lord show you who it was?
And I said, yes, because what I did not tell anybody up to that point, because I even got on, pulled out my phone and posted to my Facebook account those words, what the angel said.
You actually did it during the prayer meeting, didn't you?
Right, yeah, instantly during the prayer meeting. And a lot of people responded and began praying and interceding
mm-hmm.
because it was a word from the Lord that there was a vicious attack against all of the candidates. Sure, that's, you know, in the political process it happens, but against one whose the hand of the Lord was on him.
And that was back when there were still several Republican...
Oh, definitely.
Candidates still hanging in there.
Yes.
Trying to stop Donald Trump, basically.
Exactly.
At that point.
Yes.
So
So what I shared with you when you asked me if I saw who it was that the Lord was talking about, the angel was talking about, is I said, yes, I saw him. Because while the angel was saying those words to me and giving me that assignment for prayer, he showed me the face of Donald Trump. And I knew it was about Donald Trump at the time. But I didn't want to say anything publicly.
Right. Yeah. That's touchy, huh?
Yeah.
And yet the Lord, I understand that you had kind of a, you and the Lord had, well, I just say the Lord put, just pressured you and wouldn't let you get out from under it until you spoke.
That's true.
I watched you squirming here for a few days, squirming under the hand of God, for lack of a better way of saying it.
Well, yeah, you know, our conviction has always been that we keep politics out of the church.
Right.
And so we just don't allow that because we had been traumatized, brutalized in the past by political-minded people who had worked into the church and tried to bring it in, and it had caused us a lot of problems.
Oh, they ousted us because we would not support their candidates and do all the political stuff they wanted. Mm-hmm. They ousted us out of our own church that we founded and replaced us with their political people. It was really brutal what they did.
Yeah, just so the people would understand, let me just put it in this these terms.
Okay.
This was back in 1988. Mm-hmm. We had planted a church several years before. It had grown to a decent-sized church in that city. We were one of the five largest charismatic Pentecostal spirit-filled congregations in the city.
Yeah.
And these people came in under the guise of, you know, being good Christians that want revival and all that. And they worked their way on to our board, the board of our church, but also the boards of those other four churches.
Yes.
And then those, they were actually mostly businessmen, doctors.
Dentists. That kind of
doctor. Business owners in the community, wealthy people. And they got together and formed a group for revival in that city, but also at the same time formed a political action committee.
And nobody knew about that part, did they?
Right. And they became very political.
You know what I want to insert here, inject, that when that happened, they started a revival association and they started trying to dictate to the pastors in the city what revival was going to look like and using it to promote political agendas.
Yes.
And what happened is that a lot of the people who up to that point were really excited about ministering and getting people saved or telling them about the Lord, laying hands on the sick and having them recovered. They were all into that until this came along as this huge distraction. And they were like gathering the people to get on board of this political. They didn't know how political it was, the people. But
correct.
To get on board to this revival association, I'm doing air quotes, their revival association, so that the people stopped ministering personally, one on one to whoever the Lord brought into their lives, and they suddenly switched their attention to helping promote whatever big name preacher they were bringing into town. And suddenly they felt like they were doing their duty to God. Now they're like, whew, that's off my back. We'll just take them to the meeting. And so they stopped ministering personally, their own personal ministries.
True.
Went by the wayside and they started being coerced by this whole revival association that they weren't doing their duty for the Lord if they didn't support what they were doing. And then they called it unity.
Oh, yes.
We would get phone calls saying, you know, how come you guys are not helping? How come you're holding up unity in this town? It was pretty brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very controlling. Okay, I just needed to throw that in.
Yeah. So that was the history. And as a result of that, they effectively were able to remove the senior pastors from all five of those churches
yes.
and place their pastors, the ones they wanted and supported, into those places.
That's right. That's right.
And it was devastating. Mm-hmm. It stopped revival in the city. It had a huge effect on those. When they did that and when we were no longer pastoring that church, it dropped from hundreds down to about 50 people in 2 weeks.
Yes.
I just knocked everything in the head spiritually.
Yes, they set back the spiritual timetable of God for that city, like about a decade at least, if not more.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think it's ever recovered.
Right. So hence our sincere distaste for politics in the church.
Mm-hmm.
We don't allow petitions. We don't allow candidates to be supported. All of that. So with that conviction,
yeah,
then the Lord gives me this vision, and the angel shows me Donald Trump and says the hand of the Lord is on him. And let's remember that the other candidates, the hand of the Lord's on them for salvation. The hand of the Lord was on them for protection. The hand of the Lord was on them for other things.
For their calling.
but not for what the Lord specifically wanted to do in this election process, to take and turn everything upside down and to change the powers that be. Because the powers that be have messed everything up.
Yes, absolutely. It's And I also want to mention that back then, well, actually, I have a thing that I wrote. We found it from an old newsletter that we put out in, actually, the end of 2005. Would this be a good point for me to...
Oh, I think it'd be great. Let me add one thing.
Please.
And that was, remember when you said, do you think you should tell the people...
Yeah.
That it was Donald Trump? And I said, oh, no.
Yes.
I'm not going to say that publicly. I'm not... And then I went in the wrestling match you were talking about.
Yes,
as the Lord began dealing with me. I went in the other room, and he just...
You were up practically all night.
Yeah, it was very hard for me. And the Lord began dealing with me to go ahead and to announce it publicly. And I said, Lord, that's against my conviction. And he said, anything I tell you to do and in your obedience is not against his conviction, you know, my conviction.
And who gave you the conviction in the first place?
Right. So he gave me permission, and then he said, until that you are willing to take this step publicly,
mm-hmm.
you'll not be able to go further into the ministry and the assignment that I placed upon your life.
Yeah.
You have to take the next step. So I said, okay, and then announced it. On the next Sunday,
you shared
told the people.
On that Sunday, and we put a clip of it, just a 17-minute clip out of the middle of that sermon when you preached on, revival in the presidential election. I don't remember what we titled it, but we put it out on YouTube as what was the title? It says Donald Trump, Mike Thompson's Heavenly Vision. You know, right at this point, I'm going to ask Brian how many views are on that video. You there?
Okay. Yeah. So on the let's see here. I'm checking it out. Give you.
Can you see it on your? You look on your phone.
Yep. I'm looking. So which video are we talking about?
Donald Trump, Mike Thompson's Heavenly.
Oh, here we go. Vision. Okay, right now, current count, 81,927 views.
Yes. That is, plus over 11,000?
And 11,000 more on Facebook.
On Facebook.
Yeah, there you go.
At this time that we're recording, well, almost 100, almost, wow. We're approaching 100,000 views? Wow. It's getting busy.
Yes. And of those 100,000 views,
yeah.
You know, you get a minority of people that maybe one out of every 20 people that watch it, if that, send you, in fact, it much less than that. Very small percentage actually make contact. You
right.
know, and they've been very, very supportive.
Yeah, there's a few trolls out there, but for the most part, people are actually, they're thankful. they wanted, because it's actually validating to people's hearts. They're like, what's going on? Which also brings me to another question before I read this other thing. I might have to, this, I have a feeling this is going to be a two-parter. But my question is that you mentioned, then this last Sunday, you said that the apostles and prophets, in this season of the apostle and prophet, and you went through, and people should go listen, they should watch that one. The one from last Sunday as well. Do you see the title of it, Brian? He's looking.
Mm-hmm.
The title of just last Sunday's video. Mike shared some stuff that I'm in about restoration of the fivefold ministry to the body of Christ, and that up until out in the last decade or so, that we had, the body of Christ was being equipped by three-fifths of the fivefold ministry. And now the Lord has restored the apostle and the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now the season of the apostle and prophet. Mike mm-hmm. goes through that. Mike, one of the best teachings I've ever heard about that. I think others are, I don't know if I've heard anyone else preach this. Mm-hmm. What's the title of it?
Why Revival is Connected with This Election.
Why Revival is... Why Revival
is Connected with This Election.
Is connected with this election,
right.
2016.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I would encourage people, if you take the time to go watch that on YouTube. We're also putting together a series of CDs that can be ordered at the store on our website that has the three. Can you hand me that with the titles? So I can let them know that they are available. The front, on the very front of the CD cover.
He's getting that information. He'll bring it right here. Yes.
Okay. Okay, so there's a, we actually have a CD set that's available on our website to, people can order if they want. And actually any of these, if they want, they can watch them for free on YouTube if they know which ones to look for. We're not doing this to get your money, people. We're doing this to get the word out, and also so that you can share it with your friends in your homes. Get the word out. If you believe God is speaking, get the word out mm-hmm. to people, and it comforts their hearts to know that God is involved in this very dramatically. The title of the CD set series is called Revival and the 2016 Presidential Election. It says, how is the 2016 presidential election connected with revival in America? What are God's prayer strategies and instructions? Learn about political spirits of Jezebel and Pharisee. Now, that's an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
It includes the 17-minute bonus DVD that's gone kind of viral there, Mike's Vision About Donald Trump. So the three CD set plus the bonus DVD, number one, Revival in the 2016 Presidential Election, number two, Exposing the Political Spirits of Jezebel and Pharisee, number three, Why Revival is Connected with This Election, 2016, and then the bonus DVD called Donald Trump, Mike Thompson's Heavenly Vision. You can get on the internet, you can order this set, which is actually four with the bonus DVD. It's only $25, and that includes shipping. So, people, we're giving it away. That's just the cost of the supplies. We just want to get the word out there. So
right.
Go to our website. It's at www.wordoflifeworldoutreach.org/store. Actually, if you just go to wordoflifeworldoutreach.org, you'll find the, you can click the link, go to the store. Get it. Okay.
Now, if they want to go to our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
What would they do? Just go search Word of Life.
Oh, it's
slash.
Not, it's not under Word of Life. Your YouTube, the YouTube uh-huh. channel.
Is it Mike and C.K. Thompson? Or?
It's under Mike Thompson.
Mike Thompson.
Just Mike Thompson.
Okay, just search Mike Thompson.
Pastor Mike. If you put Pastor Mike Thompson, it'll bring it up.
Okay.
Yeah. I started doing that.
Mike
Yeah, and it has a picture of Las Vegas. It's supposed to say, because of Jesus, heaven is open to you, but it's right up above, and they cut it off in the picture when I posted it, so I got to change on the it. Yeah, on the phone. So, yeah, it just looks like a pretty picture of Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So,
so what was that question you had for me?
Well, actually, I detoured there, didn't I? Why are apostles and prophets saying something different than the traditional religious rite? And part of that was, you know, God's purpose is revival, not judgment. But you said the religious rite missed it. The religious rite missed it. That was a quote from Sunday. So now I'm like, whoa, would you please expound upon that?
It would be my pleasure. Yes. Well, you know, I think that what happened is, you know, in the 90s and up through the early 2000s, there was a movement with the moral majority, with the religious right, that God had his hand on, and it brought a lot of very good things into the political process, you know, candidates.
Might have even gone back further, like in the 80s and 70s, possibly. Was that Jerry Falwell and some of the moral majority stuff was before Ronald Reagan?
Yeah. I don't remember the time elements, I'll
be
honest
with you. Sorry, didn't mean to throw you off. But go ahead.
At any rate.
As you were.
What happened is that times change, seasons change.
Yes.
At the same time that the religious right, the moral majority, began to have their influence wane in Washington, there also was something else happening in the church and in the spiritual realm. And that was the restoration of the office of the prophet and of the apostle, and what is commonly called at this particular point the apostolic movement or the apostolic prophetic movement. It's what the Holy Spirit has been breathing on.
Yes.
Since the very end of the last century up through now, so approximately the last 20 years or so.
To usher in the Day of the Saints.
Yes.
Which is what's happening.
Yes.
Okay, excuse me, go ahead. That's also on your teaching.
So the political influence of the religious right was based upon the three-fifths of the fivefold ministry and their influence, which was the pastor, evangelist, and teacher. And when God began to restore the apostolic and prophetic influences in the church, it's what is commonly called by those people that have any kind of power and those that have the information. So I'm talking about church statisticians, missiologists, historians, etc., began to look. One of them, such as C. Peter Wagner, that states that this has been as major a reformation as when Martin Luther nailed his theses on the door of the Wittenberg Church, and how that this major reformation that is the apostolic prophetic movement is having a complete change on how the church operates, how we do church and stuff, and has risen to the forefront of being the prominent influence of people coming into the Lord, you know, getting saved and coming into the kingdom.
Right.
So my point is this. It has replaced the primary influence of what's happening spiritually in America today.
That's true.
And you can't make blanket statements, paint with a broad brush, and say that, well, all of the apostles and stuff are for Donald Trump or any of that. No. You know,
they still have their doctrinal differences.
Exactly. Well put. However, what you will notice is that a lot of the religious right don't like Donald Trump.
Right.
They're fighting against him. Their influence in Washington is to try to keep what they call purity in politics and on the Republican side, you know, in the party.
Mm-hmm.
They're very anti-Trump. But what the prophetic, I'm talking about the apostles and prophets,
there's prophetic voices out there.
Yeah. They see something different.
Yes.
They see God's hand changing things.
Yes, absolutely. The influence has been removed. And the people that are used to looking to the religious right for answers are just at the end of themselves. They don't know what to do because God has brought down the religious right.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the influence they used to have. And
right.
God's the one that brings down kings, raises up kings. And they are at their wits' end because they're trying to make something happen that cannot happen. You can't fight the hand of God.
Uh-huh.
And so...
And it's the apostolic prophetic people,
yeah,
this movement, that has seen that.
Yes. God has raised up apostles and prophets, especially the prophet, the voice of the prophet, to carry this election, to help influence and bring God's purposes. The Lord does nothing on this earth unless he tells it to his servants, the prophets, first.
Yes.
And that's what's been going on. You talked to me back, I remember you talking to me back like 10 years ago saying, I had the strangest dream. The Lord told me, you know, we were refurbishing a building in Oregon, and a church building, and we were ministering, and the Lord just took you off, and he said, he gave you some instructions, and then he said, what would Donald Trump do? And we were like looking at each other like, what does that have to do with anything? Why was the Lord talking to us about Donald Trump? I had the dream, you know, about flying that jet. You were flying a jet and I was in the back, and he had it on autopilot, which was the Holy Spirit flying that jet. And I don't know how we got in the jet, but next thing I knew, we were landing on a New York City street. And I thought we were going to get a ticket for landing on a New York City street. But instead, all these guys in black suits came running out to the jet and grabbed us and hauled us into the building, the skyscraper, and we were waiting at the bottom of the elevator. And that's when I woke up. It all had to do, I can see it now. So much of these things have to do with Donald Trump. And now I'm talking spiritually, not in the natural, but spiritually speaking, God is doing something. And all of the prophets, the true prophets, are hearing something's up.
Right.
Something's up with the, boy, did you feel that anointing?
It's the Word and the Spirit. Oh, yes.
It suddenly makes me...
And see, even back then when you, that dream that you were just sharing, that night vision, when it was over with, you said you didn't know for sure, and you still don't know because God didn't say in the dream.
Right.
But in your heart, you questioned out loud to me and said, was that the Trump Tower?
Right.
It seemed like the Trump Tower, but I don't know.
Right. And then when we moved down to Las Vegas, which is where we are here for like 3 years, almost 3 years now, there's a Trump building here. So I'm thinking, well, maybe that, you know, at the time when we moved here, I thought, well, maybe that's what that was about because we landed here. But I don't think that's what it was about because the Lord was showing us pictures of what was coming.
Right. And I hope we need to tell the people right now that this podcast and what we're doing is not to try to garnish support for Donald Trump. What we're trying to do is by the Spirit of God,
yes,
to let people see that he is connected with shaking things up in America so that revival,
yes,
will flow through this land.
Absolutely.
Revival, it's connected,
mm-hmm,
with this presidential election and with a few other things. One of them is with Israel.
Yes, Israel, a big part of this. And the young lions, which refer to, in the Bible, in the young lions that refers to America, England, Australia,
New Zealand,
all those, the countries that support Israel. Canada. Mm-hmm. Canada is one of the young lions.
Right.
A lot of this revival in America is about Canada as well. A lot
right.
of people don't realize, sometimes we forget Canada's there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's for Canada too.
The prophets see these things.
Yes.
That's why so many of them have been having dreams and visions and mm-hmm. and words from the Lord and have come out. God's using the prophets.
Yes.
To usher in this new time of complete change. If the powers that be that have been in Washington for years mm-hmm. have created this mess that we're in, how in the world are they going to change it? They don't have the ability to.
No.
God is bringing up someone else.
Yes.
To shake it.
That's right. They have been operating in the natural on the wrong plane, on a different plane. The ones that are there now, God wants to raise everything up to just a whole different plane, shake it up so that so he can do what he wants to do in our country. And just like, you know, I've heard Lance Wall now, other prophets talking about Isaiah 45 and connecting that with the 45th president of the United States. And it's about King Cyrus being anointed by God. He was a foreigner. He was not
a Jew.
No, he was not a Jew. He was
he was an idolater.
Yeah. But the Lord raised him up and anointed him to be king in order to deliver God's people to where he needed them. He did it mm-hmm. for their protection, and he did it to shake things up.
Yeah, to bring them out of bondage and slavery.
Yes.
At that point, and return them to Jerusalem for the rebuilding of Jerusalem and the temple.
Wow, that's powerful, because there's a lot of those prophetic voices that are saying Donald Trump is King Cyrus, basically, uh-huh. carries right. that kind of... See, God does not ever do what people expect. He doesn't do what we consider like the, quote, Christian thing, unquote. Mm-hmm. He loves to shake things up. And right now, well, I'm going to read... Do I have time to read that thing, or we need to go on to... Do I have time to read? I'm not going to read the... Okay, I'm going to read what real quickly this, and then we'll go on next yeah. time and maybe talk about the political spirits of Jezebel and Pharisee.
Sure.
But right now, I want to read something that I wrote in 2005.
Okay.
I think last Sunday, what you mentioned to the people, the Lord spoke to me in a dream in the night, a vision of the night in 2008, and it was actually 2005 at least, maybe before that. I remember prophesying it. In Oregon, and as soon as I wrote this one, we started getting hate mail. This is what I said as we were just heading into 2006, that the season was changing in the body of spirit-filled body of Christ. I wrote this. Seeing and hearing in the spirit. Pharisee is coming down. Here's what I saw in the spirit. I saw the Lord lift his hand off the religious system. Pharisee is done. He's coming down. You can already see it on the political scene. Pharisee is being exposed, and down he goes. And there are some people who don't realize, are involved with the spirit of Pharisee. That's when it's religionism in government, in the name of God, trying to manipulate the people is what Pharisee is, basically. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about, like some of these candidates, they don't realize that they're operating by the spirit of Pharisee, because they're used to that, the whole religious right thing.
Yes.
Pharisee.
Mm-hmm. They don't want to change.
Big time. Yes. Control and manipulation of the people in the name of the Lord. It sucks. Okay, I didn't write that on here. just in a comment. There are many people that you don't realize are involved with the spirit of Pharisee. God's not putting up with the wickedness in their hearts or in our country anymore. They can put on a good show, but if their whole thing is about power and control, then they are coming down. You could tell I had a little bit of passion when I wrote this. And there's so much of it in the body of Christ. There are churches that are supposed to represent the Lord Jesus, but they don't. They have misrepresented the Father. They have misrepresented his heart up till now. But the Lord did not remove his hand from them for a number of reasons, mostly because of his mercy, which endures forever, and that he was giving them time to repent. But many in their Seeker. Seeker sensitive ways have removed the word of God and replaced it with flesh. They tried to make the gospel a little more palatable for people. You know, Jesus didn't do that. He preached the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He told us to do the same thing. He said, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. Now that is seeker sensitive.
Yes.
Because that's what their hearts are truly seeking, the reality of God's kingdom. And so the Lord has been giving the religious system time to repent, but they haven't. And I saw it going into the year 2006. I saw it. He said he was lifting his hand off because he cannot condone it anymore. It's not judgment per se. It's just the removing of his protection. And some of them are coming down. They have put themselves at odds with God, with the word of God and God's purposes. Why would you not preach the gospel? Why would you shut up the word of God? That's what they did in the dark ages. And the religious system, when the religious system shut up the word of God so the people couldn't have access to it. And that's why it was so dark. Here's the thing. The devil's trying to have another dark ages. Just like the Middle Ages when the political and the religious people teamed up. The word of God was shut away. And if you didn't agree with the powers that be, which in that case was the Pope, is that correct?
Yes.
Then you were excommunicated. They could tell you that you were just going to go to hell. And it was all connected with politics. That thing is trying to come into the United States at this time. Nowadays, if you don't agree with the, and I put quotes, and then I'm on this back then, this was 10 years ago, over 10 years ago that I wrote this, and I wrote Rush Limbaugh or Jesse Jackson. That's going back a little ways. There's new ones that have replaced them, like on YouTube. Man, don't go there. That's scary. Unless you're going to go watch our video. Do I name names? No. I think Brian's over there shaking his head. No. Don't go down the rabbit hole. How about that? Be careful. There's a false voice of prophecy out there trying to seduce people away from the truth. All the conspiracy junk. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, you guys. It's no fear is the battle cry, not stupidity and conspiracy. This is time for revival, not stupidity. Okay. But anyway, if you don't agree, especially at that time, if you did not agree with the religious right, your Christianity was called into question. Not only your patriotism, but your Christianity.
Right.
And then I wrote, this is where I got the hate mail, Republican does not mean Christian. I know.
Wow.
I'll tell you the truth here. The Lord told me to go re-register. And I'm now an independent. I am no longer a Republican. I personally, as a minister of the gospel, as a revivalist, I need to be free to minister to Republicans and Democrats and even, what is it now, the new... I want to hear what brought... Yeah.
Oh, libertarians? Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, the new libertarians. Tell us about, real quick, new libertarians.
Like, tell, what do you mean?
Kind of like the hipster, like Gutfeld.
Well, yeah, there's some, yeah, like libertarians.
Dennis
or sometimes
Miller.
Sometimes they're called the alt-right. I'm not sure about that, but yeah.
Geraldo.
Yeah, all those people, even
they're like the conservative guys.
John Stossel or, yeah, Greg Gutfeld, Gavin McInnes.
They have the conservative.
Kennedy on Fox Business. Like, that's kind of big. Like, there's an anchor
this
there.
This is the new libertarians as opposed to the old-time libertarians like
it's
Ron
a different
Paul
wing. Or... It's not the Ron Paul wing of the Libertarian Party. That is correct. It's not so much even Gary Johnson, I don't believe. But it's definitely not Ron Paul. Like, not so much.
It's like the guys, the younger people that want to espouse what we would consider perhaps Republican-type values.
Yeah.
But they don't want to be Republicans. It's not...
Right.
They don't want to be part of the Tea Party and all that. They just want to bring conservative values to America.
It's a different brand of conservatism, like you said, that's more about freedom and not with just lining up with every tenet of what...
Well, not
is
trying
supposed
to
be forced upon you as being conservative. In other words, they're not Tea Partiers. It's not
right. They don't want to have the Bible legislated into.
Exactly.
They don't want it not legislated. They just want everybody to have freedom, and and capitalism to blossom and people to be able to prosper.
Yeah, it's a very interesting movement to me, but it is, it's a new conservative movement, has a lot of...
We need to talk about that in the next...
Yeah, Tea Party people upset about that, it seems like.
Yeah, so that's... Okay. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, because a lot of people don't realize that there are others, not just the Democrats and Republicans. And the point is that everybody needs Jesus. As ministers of the gospel... We had to disentangle ourselves from politics in order to, because as I wrote on here, ministries today that need to disentangle themselves from politics, because politics in the church does not represent the kingdom of God. People have been deceived into thinking Republican means Christian, at least in our neck of the woods where we came from.
Yes.
I've noticed it's not so much that way here in Las Vegas.
No, it's not.
I really like Las Vegas. Just the freedom to just free to be is really great.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Talk about grace. There are ministries today. Okay, our calling. Okay, it does not. Jesus said, Republican. I'll get it. People have been deceived into thinking Republican means Christian. It does not. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. Our calling is to reach the hearts of people with God's love. Hearts need to be changed and not changed by politics. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Only the word of God, the love of God, the anointing of God can change hearts. Personally, as for Mike and me and this ministry, we refuse to participate in politics. And that's when we were talking about that was basically our, what do you call that? Our conviction.
Conviction.
We were putting it out there big time because we were always being pressured to people get mad and leave because we wouldn't let them pass around their
petitions their, and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So, but it was coming to right now, everyone knows someone that you cannot minister to at this time because of politics. I mean, think about it. Someone in your life right now that you would like to talk to about the Lord. But you can't because of politics. Family members, neighbors, friends, people who need to hear the gospel. If you try to minister to them, they'd look at you and they see Republican written across your forehead. It has happened to me. People assume that Christians are Republicans, and it breaks the Lord's heart because that's not what the body of Christ is called to be. So now it's okay to hate in the name of the Lord? That was one more headline that also got some hate mail. And now we've got Christians who think they're doing their Christian duty by being political. They listen to their talk shows, and they've decided that now it's okay to hate your neighbor. It's okay to hate homosexuals. It's okay to hate Muslims. Nowadays, it's okay to hate people. In the name of the Lord, especially if we see them as a threat to our national security, our moral values, and the Constitution. But that's not the way that God works. Since when was the arm of the Lord shortened that he cannot save? Does anybody care about the hearts of these people? And I, you know what I hear right now as I'm reading this? I'm hearing people saying, but Donald Trump is a racist. You know what? This is not about politics. This is not about policies. It's about the anointing of God. It really doesn't matter what he says, because if he has allowed God to put his hand upon him, God can turn and change the hearts of kings. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what he's saying, whether he builds a wall or doesn't build a wall. It doesn't matter what he says. If the hand of God is on him, policies don't have anything to do with it. So we're not approaching this from the standpoint of his policies. I don't even listen to his policies. He's got a spirit of prosperity on him. America needs that. He knows how to create jobs because he's been doing it. Have you ever looked at his stuff? He's been building and creating jobs all over the world, building residential stuff, I mean, countries, mm-hmm. like almost every country, he has dealt with all these governments. He's mm-hmm. more qualified to create jobs and to negotiate for America's sake than anyone. And see, now it sounds like I'm pleading his case, right. but I just want people to know it's not about his policies and the fact that he has said some things that sound, people have spun it to sound racist. That's just, it's not. He's not racist. Okay. This is a prophet speaking here. Anyway, God, does anyone still care? Do Christians still care about the souls of the Muslims? These people are not just a group. They are individuals. And the heart of every single one of them is different. There are those who are hungry for the gospel. God's word can go in and change their hearts. The word of God is not any less strong than it ever was. The Spirit of God is stronger than ever. It's flowing, especially when we get in line with him. And so we hear people have been shutting up the word and being all political, and it's so wrong. It's so wicked. It's so anti what God is trying to do on this planet. And the last one is the call to repentance. So as we went into 2006, the Lord was calling his church into repentance for sectarianism, which the King James calls a party spirit, like Democrat Party, Republican Party. I've met a lot of really great Christians down here who are Democrats. See, that just blows my mind because I was raised in Oregon.
Southern Oregon.
Southern Oregon. Yeah, that's right. But God's whole purpose, we don't flesh, we wrestle not against, okay, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. God's whole purpose is to change hearts. It's all about walking in his love. Pharisees are going to have to stand before God. I have to stand before God. I have to be able to say, Lord, I loved people. I didn't sign petitions against them. I loved them, and I told them that you love them. I told them what your word says, and I allowed the anointing of God to flow to them. Only the Holy Spirit can change hearts. All you have to do is love people and speak God's words. Speak what he tells you to say. Words of compassion. Words that speak to their spirit. Words of grace. Don't answer, you know, when people start blowing smoke. Just cut through it and speak to the need in their heart and whatever God tells you to say, because he knows how to reach the hearts of every human being. He's a God that's strong.
Yeah, it is. And we need to take a break here coming up soon and then actually finish up and then continue to next episode.
Okay. So let's
it's hold now on. A good time. You want something else? Go on.
Let me finish it with these words.
Please do.
The most important thing right now is don't miss your appointment with destiny. To everybody who's listening to this podcast, because I know it was a little bit, it's really out there for some people and others are like right on board and know what we're talking about. But just prayerfully consider what we're talking about today, because you have an appointment with destiny. This is your day of destiny. And a lot of people are like delaying their destiny by getting sidetracked with these things and not walking in love and actually walking in fear. There's so much fear involved right now. There's been so much strife, so much fear. And I pray for Donald Trump, because now the party is saying, okay, it's time to unify the party. And I'm like, don't do it, Donald. Don't unify the party. Because I know what it means when they say unity. Unity means come back and do what we say.
Right.
Don't do it, Donald. You keep following God. He doesn't even know it, how much the hand of God is on his life.
Yeah.
And see, I'm coming right out and saying it. Mike is doing a lot more disclaimers about it. But I'm, as mm-hmm. a prophet, I'm just coming right out and saying it.
Well, you are.
In fact, I'm saying that, honestly, unless the Lord tells me otherwise, and if he does, I'll tell you, I'm probably voting for Donald Trump. See, now, that's the most out there we've been, because Mike wouldn't even say that he was voting for, well, mm-hmm. he just doesn't say who he's voting for.
Right.
I am saying, pray for the man. I believe that he is called to be the next president of the United States. Actually, I do. And I want to help believers get out of their fear zone so that they can embrace the days of destiny that God has placed before us. this is our day, and I'm so excited in my heart. I can hardly stand it.
That's good. So, well, let's do something. Let's take a break and then talk about more of it next time, and that's a great place to leave it because everybody, that's sort of like a teaser. We got a lot more on the subject.
Coming
up. You
guys
are going to like it.
Talk about Jezebel spirits, political spirits of Jezebel and Pharisee, and what you can do about it.
So
how to pray.
Next week, we're just going to pick right up, talk about the same thing. So again, thanks everybody for listening. Tell a friend, subscribe.
Yes.
Just keep it going there.
God loves you.
Okay, thanks.
And thank you for listening to the show. You can reach C.K. Thompson or Brian David at prophetsdwp@gmail.com. Or check out their website, www.wordoflifeworldoutreach.org. Thank you very much for listening to the show, and we'll see you next time.
The show you've just heard is part of the Streams of Many Waters podcast network.